We missed you. Where you been? You been home? In Syria. That's where we got the beard.
You stated that you continue to call on Assad to step down, but the Annan mission that you are endorsing does not call Assad to step down. Neither it foresees any kind of time restraint, or it proposes any kind of credible threat of force, right? I mean, how both reconcile? Could you elaborate on that?
We don't see any irreconcilable elements here. The Assad 6 points are focused on getting an immediate ceasefire, an immediate humanitarian relief process underway, and an immediate political transition dialogue ongoing. That doesn't change the fact that we don't think that Assad is the guy that can lead his country into a democratic
future.
But
it doesn't call specifically Assad to step down, or there is no time frame for this dialogue.
Again, these are the kinds of things that the Kofi Annan technical team that's in Damascus is working on, but we can't get, you know, we have to get this started, and it has to start with an end to the violence
today,
and humanitarian relief for the people.
Today, Turkish Foreign Minister Davutoğlu said that in addition to common message, we also have to develop a joint plan of action. And also there are some commentaries today that Foreign Minister Davutoğlu, when he was here having a meeting with the Secretary Clinton, U.S. position was to tell Turkey not to create buffer zone or any kind of humanitarian corridor. Can you tell us that? Do you have the position to oppose Turkish government to create any kind of action inside Syria?
First of all, I'm not going to discuss the Secretary's private diplomacy with Foreign Minister Davutoğlu, except to say that the way you characterize that is not the way that conversation went. Turkey is going to host the next Friends of the Syrian People meeting, which will be quite large again. It'll be on April 1st. From our perspective, the first meeting laid out a very clear agenda, which the Annan 6 points also support, talking about the importance of ending the violence, getting the humanitarian going, getting a political process underway. So we look forward to the agenda that the Turkish government will establish to deepen and broaden the consensus about the way forward, and we expect that the UN will also be represented in those meetings.